Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Today is Wednesday, November 23rd. We have the latest updates about another mass shooting, this time inside a busy Walmart. Also, another pause in student loan payments and what the nation's top health experts are saying about COVID-19 this winter. Plus, one of the biggest upsets in World Cup history and everything else you need to know about this holiday weekend from travel to Black Friday sales. Those stories and more next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. For the second time in just 3 days, Americans are waking up to the news of a mass shooting. Late last night, a shooter stormed a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia, just south of Norfolk. At the time of this recording, police have not said exactly how many people were shot, just that multiple people died and more were hurt. Investigators say the shooter also died, but it's not clear how. They're expected to release more information today. As you know, this comes just days after 5 people were shot and killed at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado. The suspect in that shooting was moved from the hospital to jail yesterday and is expected in court today. The suspect's lawyer says they are non-binary and use they-them pronouns. They were arrested on murder and hate crime charges and could face life in prison. Well, Americans are getting more time to pay off their debts, that is, if they ever even have to. Despite everything going on with the Biden administration's plan for student loan forgiveness, people actually have not had to make payments on their federal student loans since March of 2020. The debt is still there, but it's not raking up interest and there aren't any punishments for not paying. You'll remember the Trump administration first put those payments on hold to make it easier for people to financially survive the pandemic. And the deadline to get those payments started again has kept getting pushed back. Most recently, payments were set to be due on January 1st, 2023. But that changed again this week, and the new date could be as late as September 1st. The education secretary now says the payments pause will continue for as long as it takes courts to reinstate the Biden administration's debt relief program or at least settle the lawsuits. So if that happens in the next few months, the payments will resume sooner. Otherwise, it's September. So where does that debt forgiveness plan stand? Well, a lot of people are suing over it, saying the Biden administration is overstepping its authority by not going through Congress. Already, one judge in Texas agreed, calling the program illegal. But the Biden administration insists it is legal and that borrowers are drowning in that debt. Last we heard, the White House asked the U.S. Supreme Court to save the program that was supposed to wipe out up to $20,000 in student loans for tens of millions of borrowers. But it's not clear if the high court will actually take the case or not. To be continued. Former President Trump lost another battle in the Supreme Court this week. The justices cleared the way for a congressional committee to get his tax returns. This is something the former president has been fighting in court for more than 3 years now. The Democratic-controlled House committee first requested the documents in 2019 as part of an investigation into the IRS's presidential audit program. But Trump's lawyers have said the committee was overstepping, did not really need the files, and only wanted them to make them public. Either way, it looks like the House committee will finally get them soon. Although it's not clear exactly what they'll do with them at this point, especially since Republicans will take control of the House in January. For the third year in a row, Americans are entering a holiday season with COVID-19 in the mix. But here's the good news. Federal health officials now say the nation is better prepared to handle a winter surge if one does happen, especially since this time last year, the Omicron variant was brand new and spreading quickly. And this time 2 years ago, vaccines were not yet available to the public, and far fewer people had any immunity from earlier infections. Now, the White House's COVID-19 response coordinator says he's confident about this holiday season as long as Americans keep getting vaccinated and boosted. Right now, an average of 300 Americans a day are dying from COVID-19. But federal health officials say nearly every one of those deaths is now preventable through vaccines and treatments. At this point, more than 80% of the U.S. population has gotten at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, but only about 11% of people are totally up to date on their boosters. By the way, another sign of change in the COVID-19 pandemic, President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, made his final appearance in the White House briefing room this week. He's pretty much been the face of the American pandemic response since the beginning. But now, the 81-year-old says he's retiring from government to, quote, pursue the next chapter of his career. That said, he might not be able to get too far from Washington, D.C. Some Republican lawmakers have promised to investigate Fauci over the country's COVID-19 response when they take control of the House in January. Stay tuned. More news is still coming up, but first, I'm excited to share a new sponsor with you because I was so impressed by my experience with them. It's called CanvasPrints.com. It lets you easily turn photo memories on your phone into these beautiful canvas prints or photo blankets and pillows, mugs, coasters, and more. So if you need a personalized gift this holiday season, you are going to love this. Although I recently got some canvas prints for our own home, and it was the easiest and most seamless process. I appreciated that CanvasPrints.com offered templated wall displays to choose from, since I never really know exactly how everything should fit together on my own. But whether you do that or your own design, you literally just upload your photo, pick your product, and add to cart. Right now, CanvasPrints.com even has a special offer just for our listeners. Go to CanvasPrints.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY25 to get 25% off your entire order of canvas prints, canvas wall displays, metal prints, photo tiles, photo blankets and pillows, and much more. Find the perfect holiday gift for everyone on your list and save with this amazing offer. That's CanvasPrints.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY25 for 25% off your entire order. It's considered one of the biggest shockers in World Cup history. The powerhouse soccer team from Argentina lost its opening game against Saudi Arabia. Now, keep in mind, Argentina hasn't been beaten in the last 36 games going into the tournament, a streak that stretched back to 2019. Saudi Arabia, on the other hand, was the second lowest ranked team at number 51, and they've only ever won 3 World Cup matches in history. Well, now they can make that 4, since they beat Argentina 2-1. Still, Argentina is not out for good. As for Saudi Arabia, their fans are still celebrating. King Salman declared a public holiday in the country today to mark the occasion. Of course, tomorrow is the Thanksgiving holiday here in the U.S., and the number of holiday travelers are almost completely back to where they were before the pandemic struck. AAA says this is going to be the third busiest Thanksgiving they've ever recorded. 54.6 million people are expected to travel over the holiday week. That's about 1 million more people than last year, and just short of the super busy 2019 Thanksgiving travel period. If you flew yesterday, then you probably experienced the worst of it already. The FAA says Tuesday would be the busiest flying day of the holiday week. For those driving, gas prices are still up, but not nearly as bad as they were over the summer. The national average cost for a gallon of regular unleaded gas was $3.77. Airplane tickets are also more expensive. They cost 34% more on average than they did last year. No matter if you're driving or flying, travel experts have the same advice. Give yourself more time. For a lot of Americans, tomorrow is a day to rethink the typical holiday traditions. Of course, most people have been taught Thanksgiving is exactly what the name suggests, a day to give thanks. And in the past, schools have taught kids it all started when the Native American people shared their land, food, and knowledge of the American environment with the English people. But as we know now, that cooperation did not last long, and the English ended up attacking and taking over Native lands. Now some Native American people call it a day of mourning. And then there are those who call it Family Day as a way to commemorate their indigenous heritage. Either way, many teachers across the U.S. are changing their Thanksgiving lesson plans or doing away with them altogether. While you may be looking for Black Friday deals, be aware that online scammers may be doing more this year to try and trick you. Axios talked to threat analysts who say the economic downturn is prompting more shoppers to look for online discount codes, which then gives hackers and scammers more of an opportunity to succeed. Experts say be extra cautious about any website that opens up after you click on a link for a promo code. A common trick is to send online shoppers to fake websites that look like the brands they were shopping for. And then when you think you're entering your credit card and personal information to check out, well, you're really giving it to a scammer. Also, watch out for any website that asks you to enter your username and password. That could open the door for hackers to access your most vital accounts. Finally, be extra suspicious if you get any emails that claim your online orders did not go through. This is another way scammers are trying to get you to enter your payment information for them. Online retailers and corporations are dedicating more resources, though, to try and fight back against scammers and hackers. Holiday discounts started earlier this year, but there is apparently still plenty to go around as Black Friday nears. Experts, including the Better Business Bureau, say a lot of stores and retailers are still overflowing with merchandise this year because of past supply chain issues and a change in what people are spending their money on. Businesses are sitting on 21% more inventory than they were a year ago, and they need to quickly sell it before it becomes obsolete or unwanted. So stores like Walmart, Target, Kohl's, and Gap, and even small businesses are expected to offer deep discounts. Streaming services are also offering deals. For example, HBO Max ad tier is now being offered for just $1.99 per month for 3 months. And a quick note that Saturday is Small Business Saturday, and we love the idea of supporting local and small businesses whenever you can, especially since we are one. And this year, we have a new option to easily gift a Newsworthy Insider membership. Simply go to thenewsworthy.com/insider and look for the link at the top that says Gift a Subscription. Thank you so much for the support. Well, that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, this podcast is sponsored by ZocDoc. I've had to find more doctors lately since I was pregnant. And then once I had my son, he needed a pediatrician. And when our insurance changed, my dentist was no longer in network, so I needed a new one. And let's be honest, it can be hard to find the right doctor for our own specific needs, personalities, and schedules. Oh, and of course, insurance. And yet, it's a really important decision. Well, I always at least check out ZocDoc as part of my research process. ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. Go to ZocDoc.com, check out doctors that could be right for you, and if it looks like a great fit, book an appointment in person or remotely that works for your schedule right on the app. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. Today, we are talking about major retailers giving their employees the day off for Thanksgiving. They include Target, Walmart, Best Buy, Kohl's, Home Depot, Macy's, Trader Joe's, and many more. Labor groups have long argued workers should be allowed to spend the holiday at home with their families. And some states, like Massachusetts, Maine, and Rhode Island, have actually banned big box stores from being open on Thanksgiving. But it was just a few years ago that most stores were open on Turkey Day, doing early Black Friday sales. But the pandemic changed things. Stores spread out their big sales days to cut down on big crowds, and they prioritized their smaller-than-usual staffs to work on actual Black Friday. Well, turns out that was a hit. So the major chains kept things closed last year and are doing the same this year. To be clear, though, you can still shop at these stores on Thanksgiving. You'll just have to do it online. CNN points out that the growth of online shopping means no retailer is really all that reliant on specific days anymore. And now stores can close on Thanksgiving without having much impact on sales anyway. All that said, there are some exceptions. Most CVS and Walgreens locations will still be open tomorrow. All right, thank you so much for joining us today. A quick note that we will not have a new episode out tomorrow or Friday because of the Thanksgiving holiday, but we'll be back on Saturday with our special edition episode all about the science of gratitude. And then another news roundup will be here for you on Monday. Until then, have a great day and a happy holiday weekend.